May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This do in remembrance of me. When we take Holy Supper, do we remember the Lord? Or do our thoughts perhaps wander? Is our idea of the Lord perhaps vague? Or maybe we're preoccupied catching up on repentance. Perhaps we're unsure what we should be thinking about. Our reading is clear. When we partake of this supper, the Lord wants us to do it in remembrance of Him. Or as our lesson from Divine Providence put it, during Holy Supper, everyone is kept looking to the Lord alone. To look to the Lord, we need to know who He is, know what He did when He was in the world, and know what He does for us today. So we'll look at those in turn. First, who He is. In the doctrines for the new church, we learn that the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in the one person of the Lord, in the way that each of us has a soul, a body, and an influence in the world. While He was in the world, the Lord revealed Himself plainly on a few occasions, and one of those occasions was the Passover that He celebrated on the eve of His crucifixion. Listen to what He said while they ate. No one comes to the Father except by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know Him and have seen Him. Philip said to Him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? Yahuwah God, Creator of the universe, came into the world to make it easy for us to picture Him. If we look to the man Jesus Christ and believe that He is and was God, we can't help but invoke His presence. For He has been here all along, waiting to be recognized. When we look to the Lord, then, we look to Him as the Lord from eternity, who is Yahuwah. To look to the Lord, we also need to know what He was doing. What was He doing in Palestine 2,000 years ago? On the eve of His crucifixion, the Messiah ate the Passover feast with His chosen disciples. For in His last hours on earth, He fulfilled the ancient Passover. Instead of liberating Israel from Egypt, though, He was freeing all humankind from the slavery of hell. When we celebrate the Holy Supper, we commemorate that last Passover. Just as the sacrificial lamb spared the homes of the Israelites during the final plague in Egypt, so the Lord's sacrifice of Himself can spare us from the plagues of hell. Let's be clear, though, this was not a vicarious atonement where one person of the Godhead is sacrificed by another in order to take away the guilt of a third party, of us. No, this was the Lord's self-sacrifice. And the goal wasn't to take away the consequences of our actions, but to give us a fighting chance to change our actions for the better. For 33 years, as He walked the streets and fields of Palestine, sailed its waters, climbed its mountains, taught and healed its people, the Lord Jesus Christ wrestled inside Himself with all of hell as it poured in its venom and cruelty through the evil tendencies of His inherited nature. If we would look to the Lord during this sacred communion, if we would have the remission or sending away of sins be strengthened in us, we need to view the Lord as a hero who laid down His life for His friends. The heroic nature of the Lord's work cannot be overstated. His self-sacrifice is the overarching truth that contains all the particular truths about the correspondences of the bread and the wine. We read in True Christian Religion, number 709, If anyone is so simple as to be unable to think from his understanding of anything except what he sees with the eye I advise him, when he takes the bread and wine, and hears them called the Lord's flesh and blood, to think within himself of the Holy Supper as the holiest thing of worship, and to call to mind Christ's suffering and his love for man's salvation. For he says, "This do in remembrance of me." Also, the Son of Man came to give his life a ransom for many. And I lay down my life for the sheep. What did the Lord accomplish by laying down his life for us? He subjugated hell, which literally means he put it under a yoke. He fought hell, not as God in himself, but as a man from his divine soul. During Holy Supper, we remember that he did his work as if one of us, from inside the human experience. We read, "Putting hell under his yoke and ordering hell and heaven could not possibly be done except by means of the human. For from this he could fight against the hells, but not from the human, not from the divine, without the human." Putting hell under his control was something he did once and finished. But what about after he was in the world? Wouldn't hell just rise up again? To stop this from happening, the Lord made that human that he had taken on divine to preserve the victory he had won. We read, "He also glorified his human in order that he might thereby forever keep all things in the order into which he had reduced them." From this comes salvation to the human race. It was for the remembrance of a subjugation of hell and glorification of his human that the Feast of Unleavened Things, or Passover, was primarily instituted. And therefore, at this feast, he rose again. The Lord's victory on the cross, the history that he made that day, is thus a present reality. When we repent, we come into the sphere of his goodness and truth, the goodness and truth of the glorified Lord. This is what we are to remember as we take Holy Supper, that the Lord spent a lifetime with a human nature like ours, and that within that human nature, he permanently put hell under his control. Because of this, all who repent come into the order of heaven, and those who come into the order of heaven come under the protection of the Lord in his divine natural, the same degree of the mind that we are in our everyday lives. In looking to the Lord, we remember that he is with us then, even in the darkest times that we can experience. So let us look to the Lord alone during Holy Supper, understanding that he is the Lord from eternity, who is Yahuwah, that he came into the world to put hell under his yoke and make his human divine, and that he longs to separate us from our evils, if only we will repent and look to him. In eating Holy Supper, we remember the suffering he endured and the resurrection he accomplished, so that his saving hand could extend to anywhere that human minds dwell, from the highest heaven to the lowest hell, from the deepest thoughts to the most horrible of external circumstances. Wherever we find ourselves, he has already been there and put in place a pathway back to himself. His victory means that ever since, anytime anyone in the whole world confronts an evil or false thing within himself and believes in God, whether or not he knows about the Lord specifically, he does so from the Lord God, the Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat the bread, let us focus on his story. This bread is his body, and he suffered in order to give his life to us. This bread is his mercy that gives us hope, that lifts us up, fills our hearts with new affections, and gives us strength to do his will. In repentance, when we're willing to let a part of us die, this is the goodness that flows in to fill the void. Love for the Lord, and a wish to love others as he has loved us. And as we drink in the wine, let us celebrate his victory over falsities, over the illusions and lies of hell. For just like us, the Lord learned truths, thirsted for them, loved the goodness they revealed, and used them to battle the illusions and the lies and the falsities that came into his own mind. As we drink the wine, let us rejoice that in repenting we invite the Lord himself into our lives as truth, a power that no deception or trick of hell can withstand. At some point in the past, we have done some work of repentance. Maybe it was in the last year or the last month or the last week. And of course, we're not finished repenting. But tonight is for remembering the Lord. With any repentance that we have done, something new has entered us. It's a new identity as a follower of the Lord. It's a new thirst for the truth, a new hunger for the goodness it brings. Tonight, let us thank the Lord for that goodness and truth as himself with us. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. And now to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one only God of heaven and earth, be all glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.